Greetings, everyone. We're broadcasting live from the Big Island, and we just got our studio up and running. It's got a few bugs in it, but hopefully we can get it over. Thanks to Daryl, my other brother over at Hawaii Telcel. He came and got us all hooked up when they kept saying we didn't exist. But anyway, thank God for him. He was a godsend and got us all hooked up. We've got fiber optics. This is like I've never seen this before. It's like light speed, and it's awesome. I don't get that at the ranch, so I'm going to be spoiled when I have to go back. But we've got so much going on right now. We're opening up in May, and May 5th we're starting, and we've got some workshops coming up, our first workshop. And I wanted to bring the people that are leading the first workshop when we open up on the show. And we've got Cameron Clapp, and he's a multiple limb triple amputee, public speaker, adaptive athlete, Paralympic hopeful, BA. So he has a BA in sociology, major DJ, actor, assistant marketing programs manager for the largest prosthetic company in the world, Hanger Clinic for nearly 20 years. He's been involved in motivational events and helping and help 1,000 people as global ambassadors in the limb loss community. Cameron's also a truth seeker, patriot, starseed, and he helped out at East SETI. So he was an East SETI staff member as well. And, you know, his mission statement is empowering human potential by aligning with source creator, working towards service to others, and cultivating unity and manifesting truth. And I've got Melia's bio here, and she attended her first Qigong retreat with their mentor, Master Ming Tong Gu, at the 1440 Retreat Center in the Santa Cruz Hills of California. And her father had to get special permission from Ming Tong in order for her to attend. And she was the youngest participant for a week-long retreat. And it's a very exciting transformational experience. She was 13 years old at the time, and they trained in Qigong meditation and sound healing chants. So I'm sure we're going to play all that in the workshop. And then later that year, she found herself at Esalen, a retreat center, Big Sur. And again, she was the youngest participant attending week-long retreats at Esalen. And she's passionate in extracting Qigong, giving oracle card readings and sound baths. And she feels at home when she's at retreats and knew she's always wanted to lead and host retreats. And she has a daily Qigong yoga and meditation practice. And she looks forward to sharing this with everyone that comes to the ranch and her routine. So she's also had the opportunity of attending several retreats at East SETI and has witnessed some amazing craft sightings, as well as tapped in deeply through meditation and clearing techniques. And she learned from James at the Self Master Workshop. Yeah, I like that guy, James. No, but she says she's looking forward to spending an amazing week at East SETI and doing some Qigong and sky watching and sharing many other healing techniques with all of you. And we can see if we can get, this is really interesting. We're having a little technical difficulty, but I think I've got it. And Clark's bio here, and he's saying that one of the most powerful experiences he's ever had was he attended a weekend workshop called the Next Step Training, you know, transforming your shadows into your allies, which is something we all need to do right now. Mm-hmm. And it was that training that began to unlock his shadows and learn techniques and acquired tools to reframe his shadows, transforming what might have been one of my weaknesses into some of my greatest strengths. I love shadow work and look forward to introducing some powerful concepts. I feel ultimately it'll be a super transformational time in your life. So we're having all kinds of, I'm having glitches here, but anyway, his other passions include the ocean, Qigong, yoga, sound, and of course, connecting with my star family. And this thing's dying here. So anyway, we're going to cut that short. Sorry.
No, that's my...
Yeah, I've got three sets here. I've got to get this all condensed. It's crazy. But anyway, welcome to the show, guys. And I'm really looking forward to the retreat. And so I don't know who wants to go first. You know, maybe we can go with with Clark and Elia and talk about what you want to bring to the retreat and anything you want to talk about, your experiences at Yosetti or whatever works.
Okay. Cameron, you wanted Cameron's got a little schedule for us. Should we follow what he's got or just kind of go off the cuff?
Yeah, Cameron, you want to go first, Cameron? Go for it.
Well, you know what? I just want to say it is a pleasure and an honor to be here on the show with you, As You Wish Talk Radio with you, James Gilliland. It's great. We're having a little reunion here on the show. And I think it's great for, you know, the viewers out there to just kind of get a little bit of a background and how we met, you know, Clark, Malia, myself, and how we met James. And so, you know, I just wanted to pass it to my, you know, my teammate here. Clark, how did you meet James?
Thanks, Cameron, for that intro. And thanks, James, for having us on here. And it was pretty synchronistic event. My daughter Malia, she asked me if I would take her to an event called the Dimensions of Disclosure. It was held in Ventura, and so that just speaks a little bit about her, you know, as a you know, young teenager dragging her father to this powerful conference. Mm-hmm. And we met all kinds of people there, and we ran into Cameron there. I've known Cameron since he was really young, and kind of rekindled a friendship there with him. But what really stuck out to us was James's presentation, and we wanted to meet him after the presentation, and we were dying to get out onto the ranch. And so it was just so powerful to us, the things that James brought to the table, completely different than some of the other speakers there. James was just so sincere and so real and so humble with his amazing experiences. And so we wanted to go see for ourselves, which we did. And that was kind of our first experience with James, and within a few months, or you know, we were out at our first retreat at the ranch.
Yeah, it was a absolute, you know, just great introduction at Dimensions of Disclosure. And one of the things that really was striking is, you know, James, you bring so much material and such great content to your presentation. However, you go beyond that, not just the ufology and the metaphysical, but you really bring forward that, you know, spiritual component, and you combine, you know, all that together. And that really is what we gravitated to your message. And of course, as we know, you know, late 2019 going into 2020, everything shut down. You know, everybody canceled everything because of the COVID you know, apocalypse, right? Welcome to the apocalypse. And you stayed open. He said, he's like, hey, let's keep the ball rolling here. You know, it wasn't game over. And we were excited to come up there, and we attended the yoga and shamanic healing retreat that you had. That was awesome. We also attended the, your special
self-mastery
and ambassador workshop, and back to back there. And then the following year in 2021, we came out and helped out at the ranch with you, had a lot of fun. And we also got to volunteer at your conference, the World Healing and Awakening or Transformational Conference. And that was totally epic. So we really got a chance to get to know you and the staff.
You guys are all awesome. I mean, working with you guys was great, and you contributed so much from the heart. And it was so nice working alongside people that understood, you know, the importance of the work and no dramas. We're just having fun, just getting it done, you know. I really love that kind of, you know, that kind of consciousness and energy. And you guys brought that to the table, and we got a lot of stuff built and a lot of stuff done. So it was awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was. And we had some, you know, amazing, incredible Yosetti experiences out there on the ranch. I know that each and every one of us can really go into detail on that. Clark, do you want to talk about your experience?
Yeah, I mean, from the very, when we went to the self-mastery, we kind of dive deep into the clearings and the clearing prayers and stuff that James teaches. And I remember, you know, and typically after the, you know, the daily festivities would end around, you know, 8:30 or 9, and we'd all go out and skywatch. You're kind of just on your own. And I remember leaving skywatch early, is around, you know, 10:30, 11. And I went in my room and I just felt, yeah, maybe I'll back up a little bit. When James would tell me, when he would do these clearings, he would tell us, you know, how many negative entities were on the ranch, or and then he would go in through and clear them. And so this particular, I just felt really like had attachments. And so I went through, I was in a cabin all by myself. Everything was pitch black, and I went through one of his went through the clearing prayer that he had taught me, and I just instantly, the light flickered on the porch light, and I saw this black just energy, you know, go past the window. I could feel it inside my being. And then there was another energy that was like almost chasing it. And so what I related it to was like the Sasquatch energy was chasing out, was clearing these entities that were on the ranch. And that was kind of my first like really powerful ranch experience. I saw the visuals, I had the feelings in my heart of what was going on. And it was literally right after I did this clearing prayer to clear this energy in my aura around. It was pretty powerful.
Great. Yeah, it's so important to use those clearings. Like, you know, we have that saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And yeah, right now you can see the non-benevolent ETs coming through people constantly, and demonic or whatever energies. And we're watching people at the top of the food chain fall and get into ego and get into all this petty bickering and things like that. And you can tell when somebody, you know, somebody can have a really good heart and really want to do good, and all of a sudden the ego got some wounds and chinks in their armor, and then stuff starts getting in, and all of a sudden they're not the same person anymore. And so it's so important to take personal responsibility and clear your fields and clear your energy. And at the ranch, we're always clearing. You know, there's awesome, the masters are appearing there, the ascended masters, you know, Mary, Babaji, Kuan Yin, we have photographs of them. But there's other entities that come there for healing. And so we have to stay on top of that and clear them out. So I had this one master. I love what there's two. One was a woman, one was a man. And the guy said, you know, everybody wants that vortex. You know, he said the bugs want it, the reptiles want it. And everybody wants that vortex. And then this other woman was saying that,
Cameron, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. We're having a little glitch.
Yeah.
Come on, James. You can do it. Yeah, you guys are clear. I don't know. Maybe James is getting hit. He's in attack right now. Well, you know, while we're waiting for this to, you know, I agree with James. Up, oh, there he is, James. All right, we don't have audio.
I'm getting a little interference here. Speaking of clearing entities,
That's typically what happens when you get rolling.
Yeah, you start talking about these dark ones, all of a sudden, bam, bam, bam. Every time you go down, you know. So, but anyway, on to a new subject.
Yeah.
That reminds me of when we were there doing the self-mastery and we're doing the Yigong with James.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing the fire element. And within seconds, we hear somebody, fire, fire,
fire!
We all run.
and this tent's on fire. Yeah. James just pulls up with the Kubota, as calm as can be. He's got the water in the back.
Yeah.
He puts out the fire and then goes back to finishing up the Yigong. And I was like, and then he says, oh, that happens all the time. That's obviously the first time that the Yigong has caught the ranch on fire.
Yeah, a lot of times when we're doing the air, you know, we'll be doing the air ceremony and or the postures, and then the wind just picks up. Our water, you know, and all of a sudden it starts sprinkling or rain. It's really bizarre. And the more you practice it, the more you get control over the elements, and you actually can move with the elements and bring in the rain or blow. We used it once because there was a fire coming down towards the town up in the mountains, and we started doing the water and the air ceremony, and then we used magnetic energy to push the fire back on itself. And all of a sudden the wind came out of the south, which it never does. It's always coming from the west or the east, usually mostly from the northwest. And boy, all of a sudden it just totally did a reversal and blew the fire back on itself. And even the firefighters are going, wow, we've never seen this happen before, you know. Kind of interesting. But you know, we have those abilities. We just don't try, you know, because of we don't believe in it or our own self-worth or something. We don't try to work with those elements. Malia, you work a lot with the Yigong. I want to hear some of your experiences. I'll bet you you've had some great experiences with nature.
Yeah. I usually do Qigong in my room, but every single time that I do it, I do stretching and then I do my workout and then I do Qigong to kind of balance. Because, you know, the workout gets you sweaty and then the Qigong really it's like amazing. Like after doing your workout and then doing the Qigong, it's like amplifies, like it just like really centers. Mm-hmm. And every single time I do it, I just feel like really balanced and like doing the movements. It's amazing. Like, because my, the woman Marissa, who I do the Qigong with, she always has this saying, like, qi goes where your mind, or your mind goes where qi flows, isn't that it?
Or qi flows where your mind goes.
Where your mind goes, yeah. And that's really true for me.
Yeah, that's interesting. You can direct the energy and with your, it's all about intention and directing the energy, you know, wherever you put your mind on, you know, that's where it's going to flow.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, we were going to have Malia share. Can you share a little bit with us, Malia, about when James does the table tipping and the clearings? Because he was talking about that bringing in these ascended beings or them showing up. You've had some powerful experiences with that.
Yeah, one of my favorite times was when we were actually doing, I think it was Saturday, right? When
the
As You Wish talk radio was going on. And then I love it when everybody gets in a circle and then you do the tipping. And then, you can just really feel the powerful energy coming in, and it just gets everyone centered before we got into the Skywatch field. And when we do the meditation part, one time I felt this being, I think Malia, I think.
Yeah, the Orion Council of Light, the sixth.
Yeah, the Orion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like doing like, I don't know, I just saw this vision, and she was like basically like what's the word, like
blessing, doing a blessing on
it was really cool.
Yeah, it's nice. What I love about those sessions is, one, they're experiential, you know, the people feel the energy when it comes in, and also that it's a golden opportunity to heal, you know, and release the past. And we've had so many crazy things happen there, you know, and people come up and they go, oh, thank you, and I go, it wasn't me, that was between you and them, what happened, you know. But you know, we've had people come in with back braces on, you know, and then they take them off and they're fine, and crazy stuff, you know, happens all the time. But you know, I always say, you know, I always tell people, that's between you and Creator, what happens, you know. It's like you created this, you know, this, we're just holding space for this to happen. but you created that. And so I tell people I don't take credit for healing, and I don't take blame if you don't heal. You know, that's between you and God, whatever happens. You know, but it is the space is there for people to have amazing openings and healings and meet the
absolutely.
And we've gotten pictures of like Kuan Yin and Mary, you know, coming in during the clearings, and Mary comes in and all the women are crying and everything. And then a Taoist monk was in the back named Khan, and he pulls his camera out and takes a picture, and there's Mary right above the group, you know. So we're getting photographs of the masters, you know, Kuan Yin and Mary and Babaji and all of them, as well as having the experience, you know, the spiritual experience to go with it.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, go ahead, Cameron.
I definitely felt the presence of ascended masters when you bring in these different, you know, families, these different houses of these enlightened masters. And you were talking about the house of Mary, and I absolutely had, with all certainty, felt an amazing divine presence that was just over my whole, you know, energy. And I just, I cried, you know. It felt so good. It felt like bliss. And I just felt like this unconditional loving. And it was very peaceful. Definitely set, you know, the stage, you know, now anybody that's watching that hasn't been to the ranch, Isetti Ranch, it is super powerful. It absolutely is this energy vortex, and there's a lot of activity there. In fact, what James, you call the Mount Adams right there, it's on these ley lines that cross.
Yeah.
And you call it the, what do you call it, James?
Well, the government calls it the purple zone because it's an area where the magnetic fields are just insane. They're kind of, and so the veils between worlds are very thin there. And so you can have experiences with other dimensions, other dimensional beings. And it's also a golden opportunity to heal. You can heal, but it's a double-edged sword because your stuff's going to come up too at the same time. So if you come on the ranch, the energy is so strong. People always come to the ranch and they go, I'm home. I feel like I'm home. And they love the energy. And I said, well, wait about 3 days, you know. 3 days later, all their stuff is up, you know. And I just said, well, and then a lot of people, some people will try to project and blame, you know, and not own their stuff. And other people will own it and take personal responsibility. And then they have this huge quantum leap in consciousness or, you know, they really move forward in the ascension process. But, you know, the energy's there. The thing is, a double-edged sword, and that's the way it works. It's going to, you know, energize your upward spiral, but if you're on a downward spiral, it's going to energize that too, you know. So, you know, it's all about owning your attitudes and emotions and your judgments and things like that, and releasing it and releasing the past, the old wounds and trauma, wrong conclusions, and not blame others for your emotional stability or whatever else is going on. And that's what I'm seeing right now is that the basics have been lost. You know, the universal law, you know, is the foundation of all this. And then the basics of, you know, if you're not acting out of love, if you're not in service to others, if you're not happy or in joy, then there's something we need to look at, you know, and somebody else isn't responsible for that. You know, and that's the problem. We make everybody else responsible. And I've had people come up to me, you know, even relationships, and go, you know what, I'm not happy. And I go, well, you know, I agree, you're not happy. So whose job is that? You know, why are you putting this on my plate? You know, and then everything comes up. But it's personal responsibility. You know, universal law is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's the foundation. And when we get into our self-service, or we get into projecting on others and everything else, we're outside of that foundation. And that's what I see right now, especially in the UFO and spiritual community and everything else. The foundation is gone. And you go, hey, what, let's just start out by being kind to each other. And if somebody's off track, that's their karma. You know, the universe will take care of that. You, if you need to jump all over this, then you have victim patterns. You know, you think you can fix yourself through others, you know, and just the universe will take care of that. Just let them have their run. You know, karma works. It always has.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, James, you're breaking up a little. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I can hear you.
Am I good?
I
want to follow up on that because, you know, we are our own behaviors, you know, because we can get a lot of assist, you know, from mentors, you know, from the multidimensional, the other beings out there. If we really tap, you know, kind of spiritual, there are so many tools you can use. And in a lot of those techniques, workshops that you put on at the, but it's all you said, it's taking, you know, responsibility, take ownership, right? Mm-hmm. And self accountability. But there are some amazing that, you know, really have taken place. I experienced out at East Eddy, you know, there is so much activity. The Mount Adams really like the intergalactic spaceport, you know.
is it my, I don't think my connection's really good. I've got like 95. Yeah,
Cameron's breaking up on me too.
So yeah, I think Cameron's breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit, but that's I think they got the message. But to go back over with what Cameron was saying is that, you know, the ranch there, you've got Mount Adams, which is just, you can take the Harold Oldfield's PIP technology and film the mountain. You can see more energy coming off that mountain than the pyramids. And there's a multidimensional thing happening there on the mountain. And there's one, it's a galactic spaceport. And then looks like we lost Cameron. And two is the on one level. And then it's got some extreme 5D technology. Not 5G, 5D. And that's pumping out this energy, and you can film it. You can film the energy coming off the mountain. And then you have the inner earth thing going on there too. You have a whole civilization under that mountain. And we just found out that there is actually an underground system between here, where we are here in on the Big Island, and Mount Adams, that they're connected. And I was meditating, and this an inner earth being appeared to me and talked to me, and she said that it's connected, like Mount Adams is connected to Kona, and connected to others. And there's a whole system that people don't know about, and there's different types of system. There's the spiritual systems and 5D systems and things like that. And then there's the cabal systems, which are being cleaned out right now, the dumbs and the tunnels and all that nonsense is being cleaned out. So there's different systems going on, but there's totally a link, you know, to this place here. And that's what she told me. And it was a very short visit, but she was fourth dimensional. Usually I work a lot with five on up, but she was a fourth dimensional being and appeared right in my room smiling at me. And I said, "Who are you?" And she told me her name was Fia. She said, "Fia." And she said she's part of that network, and I said, "So are we all going to hook up soon?" She goes, "Pretty soon, you know." But then she did say it depends on the consciousness. So whether you have contact with these higher dimensional beings is really all about us and rising in consciousness doing a practice, like a daily practice, where we clear our energies and raise our frequencies. And the more we do that, the more these other dimensions are going to be available to us.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we want to share in the workshop and the retreat that we bring. It's just some of these daily practices that we have in our life, whether it be meditation, whether it be movement, whether it be healthy, you know, healthy living through, you know, eating right foods and taking the right supplements and amazing elixirs that, that Myra brings about. It's really just a weekend to just kind of recharge and present some things that have been powerful in our lives. Mm-hmm. And some of the medicine that's worked really well with us, and the movement, the meditation, the sound, and the sky watching. So that's what we hope to bring to the table. We've done, I've done several retreats and hosted several retreats. And one of my gifts is hosting, is being able to provide a safe container for people to come and do their own work. And so that's kind of our hope and prayer for this weekend, is to create a safe container for everybody to come and show up, and we can raise our vibrations together.
That's so important. You know, the safe, I can't speak enough about safe containers, you know, like we call it, you know, clean up your, before you meditate or anything, we need to create sacred space. And, you know, I see people doing these different kinds of yogas and stuff, and they're more like a jazzercise thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of other elements to yoga, and you know, when I was taking yoga, it was bhakti yoga, and you know, we'd work with the mind, we'd work with the soul and spirit, and then we'd do the postures. And what was really powerful is that she would sit us down and say, okay, I want you to get quiet and go within, and I want you to put it in one sentence or two words, what are you feeling today? You know, what are you going through? And out of 30 students there, about 25 would say the same thing. It was amazing. And so we came to realize that there's collective waves of energy that trigger patterns and that happen over time. And some people, you know, you could call it astrology, you could call it all kinds of things, but it really does work. You can see like one class, you know, where I'm dealing with family issues, or I'm dealing with my mother or my father or something. And like three quarters of the class is going through the same thing, which is amazing. And so if you've dealt with those issues, it's no big deal. Looks like we got, okay. All right, I'm getting little messages here, but I can't read them. I got to work on that. But I got it, lost it. What was I talking about? I got a little message and it threw me off for a second. But
the bhakti yoga,
the bhakti yoga. And so she would do the classes according to where that sits in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
like if you're dealing with financial issues, then that's going to be in your lower back, you know, and mm-hmm. support. Emotional support, financial support, things like that. Okay, she's going to gear the things to stretching out the yoga and breathing into that part of the body and things and the postures. And mm-hmm. and so she would always gear the postures and everything else to what the collective is going through. It was amazing. It was a mind-blowing class. And but it covered everything. It covered spirit, mind, and body. And she would, for the mind, she would read something really powerful that somebody else wrote or some other master teacher and things. And I remember I was sitting in her class and I'd look up and I go, who's the bald guy standing behind you in robes, you know? And she goes, oh my God. And she goes and pulls this book out and shows this picture. And I go, yeah, that's him. She just starts crying, you know, that's my master. And I guess he crossed over. But it was kind of funny that stuff like used to happen to me all the time. I didn't know what I was seeing half the time, you know, but I wasn't afraid of saying, hey, there's a guy standing there, you know, but you know,
then with you, James.
Yeah. But I think it's just really important that we do things in a balanced way that, you know, we spend time in nature, you know, eat right, mm-hmm. you know, eat as close to the land as you can, eat as fresh as you can. Right thinking, you know, no more stinking thinking. You get caught in these stinking thinking loops and you know, we need to process, you know, majorly processing right now, body, mind, spirit, everything, you know, mm-hmm. but what I'm seeing right now is a lot of past life stuff is coming up and it's being amplified to get finished, to get over with. And that includes off-world life stuff too, you know, where, you know, you're in the Orion Wars or you're in these wars and things, all that's coming up for people. and they have these fears. Yeah. They don't know where they're coming from. And I said, well, that's because you experienced that in the past, yeah, and you're afraid of it happening again.
You know, James, I think I was getting a little interference there, and I'm back. So
yeah.
I just wanted to, I wanted to just piggyback off that. You know, there are so many, you know, great spiritual practices that can get us in alignment with our higher selves and with, you know, God or, you know, source, creator, whatever it is that you want to call it, you know, that divine energy. And as we are in alignment, you know, miracles and amazing things are happening around us, and we just need to recognize those. Now at this spring retreat, really excited because, you know, Clark and Malia, myself and some other facilitators, including the ESETI amazing staff up in Washington, Trout Lake, you know, right there at the epicenter with Mount Adams, you know, it is totally energy portal. You know, we are going to be involved in, you know, doing workshops and, you know, getting into some of these spiritual practices, you know, such as the movement that I believe. Did you just talk about that, Clark, a little bit? Some of the
movement? Yeah, we talked a little bit about the movement and the, you know.
Yeah. You know, then we have like the nutritional part, you know, you were talking about eating, you know, good, high quality foods. Close, you know, you were talking about meditations and these different practices. And I think that one of the elements that I don't think a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on, and I just want to put some clarity to it, is that doing the clearings, right? You know, doing these prayers and these clearings. I had no concept of that before, you know, before we met, James, before we came up to the ranch and really incorporated that into my daily life and practices. And it has been, you know, has had a positive impact and affected my life, you know, in really, you know, profound ways. And, you know, I remember, James, being out there and so much activity going on. When we're sky watching, we're seeing the shooters and the zigzagging and the blinkers are going off, like,
and the power ups.
Yeah, and the power ups, right?
Yeah.
These huge power ups. And but that all the I think that the activity is it, you know, we are resonating, right? The group there, the people that are attracted to ESETI, they are ready to do the work, right? That, you know, inner work, and taking that self-responsibility, accountability. And as a result, we are resonating on a frequency, a higher vibrational frequency, because we're putting out that intention, right? And we're doing those clearings to clear out any of those negative energies with prayer, right? And calling out to our star family. And that is, you know, that's this amazing outcome that we get to witness these incredible light ships. And I just, you know, I wanted to get your kind of what is it, James, that you got to witness when we were doing a group circle, you know, prayer and clearing. What did you see when we were doing that as a group before the sky watch one night?
Oh God, I remember that kind of jogged my memory. I remember something really crazy happened. Mm-hmm. There's been so many of those. I'm trying to remember, like my memory.
That's what we had the drummers. It was singing the Native American.
Yeah.
And then we were all, it was kind of, it was just getting dark and we gathered around in a circle and they were singing the Sundance songs. I think they were.
Well, one of the things I actually filmed it too, is that there was like massive light spheres around and orbs and things like that. And I got that on film, and then a huge ship came in and powered up. I remember that.
Yeah.
And God, what, something else happened, but there's been so many of those experiences, but I remember, yeah, definitely when Jennifer was, and brain fart again. They were doing the drumming.
Well, was Brian or something?
Brian. Yeah. And they were doing the drumming and doing the sacred songs. It was amazing. But the I got my head baked today. I was building a rock lava wall today in the back, and my head just got baked. And I'm going, "Arr." But it'll unfry, I hope.
No, but, I think you hit it. You hit it right on. I remember you explained that to us that night. One of the things that you mentioned, Cameron, and what you just talked about that was interesting was, you know, kind of our own, like, you know, our own intentions and coming in pure and wanting to have these experiences is super powerful, and the prayers and coming in with an open heart that you're going to, that you will and indeed connect with your star family or have these experiences. I think when you show up with the doubt and these negative energies of toward it, then it's almost like fishing. You're not fishing with the right bait. And so I remember a couple of days before the conference, the last time we were at the ranch, we saw a pretty powerful, huge ship. And that was, Malia was sitting there reading a book. I was doing a little meditation. Cameron came in later and offered an invocation to connect with the star family. And there was just a few other people. And we saw an amazing golden, huge craft, the hugest craft I've ever seen. And it, and Cameron's got the whole thing on video, and it powered up on command with Cameron asking to power up.
So yeah, that's what it was. I was trying to remember that. I remember that. You guys go power up and go boom. It just kept doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Massive ship. And it just goes to show it works. You know, the intention, you know, was to bring him in, and it works.
Yeah, and then the same goes true for the opposite. It seemed like a couple of days the conference started, and we were kind of unified, and we were having these circles, and then it got, you know, into like Saturday night or whatever, and the energy kind of shifted, and we didn't do a prayer that night, and we didn't do a circle that night, and it really was kind of a dud. We saw a couple of ships, but it later when we were reflecting on it, Cameron and I and Malia, we were like, you know what, this is when we showed up and we were authentic, and we offered our prayer to connect, we connected. And when we showed up just expecting them to show up and them to do all the work, they didn't show up. So we have to do the work too. You know, we have to show up too.
Yeah, exactly. You have to say, it's your intention that makes it happen. And it's a heartfelt intention. And, you know, they're coming from a much higher dimension. So, you know, when we rise to the occasion, they'll meet us halfway. But if we're not doing the work, like you're saying, they just go, they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to trespass, you know, on free will and too, if they just show up and you're not ready, it can, you know, people get into fear or they start worshiping them or something. They go into all the wrong directions when those events happen.
Yeah. Malia, do you want to share with us some of your favorite things to do on the ranch? I know you like to do the intention walk. Maybe share some of the things that you like about when you're at the ranch, just kind of regular ranch lifestyle stuff.
Well, in the morning, doing the intention walk is really nice because it helps clear your mind and set the intention for the day. And then I also love the Palladian circle, like doing a little meditation or maybe reading a book in there and just kind of connecting in there. And what else is there? There's, what's that? The place up top? The Lemurian?
Oh yeah, there's Lemurian. Yeah,
Lemurian Hill. There's Lemurian Hill and the medicine wheel as well.
Yeah,
those are all power spots. There's like the whole place is a power spot and two ley lines cut through the ranch. And then you got all these little mini power spots too, as well, that have different energies, and, you know, different people are attracted to different. I see a lot of people will go to the medicine wheel, and then some people go to the Palladian circle, and some people are really gravitate towards the Lemurian Hill, and some people just want to sit by the pond, you know, which is nice. I've seen Babaji appear over the pond before, and amazing energy there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just going back to sky watching and connecting with the star family, You know, I think that is something that, you know, people may really have, they might really be not really believing, right? They don't believe that, you know, they're not buying it. And I'll tell you, for those people who are, you know, discriminating against like what really goes on and the things that go down at ESETI, especially when we're sky watching, I have evidence. James, you have like a mountain of evidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have incredible videos. I call, you know, these undeniable light ships, you know, and we are really in this coherently resonating energy. And I believe that is why we're seeing, feel this connection to this star family. And I can say I've had multiple experiences, if you can call them encounters. Mm-hmm. I was standing there after, you know, a night of sky watching where you lose count because there's so much activity going on and so much craft. And I'm going back to my cabin, and I stop and I'm looking through this tree, there's just a little tiny pocket, you know, right as I was about to step into my cabin and you know, check in for the night. And there in this little window into the sky, just like four times, it's blink, 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 blink. It's like four or five times.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are the chances, one in a million, for that to happen? There's, you know, there, it's not possible, you know. And the very next night, I saw a huge, you know, shooting star in that same pocket through the tree. It's like, what, there, you know, especially two nights in a row, I don't know how that's that is possible.
They do that when I'm in the bathtub a lot. They're, you know, that joke, everybody goes, James, go take a bath because all the ships come because the guy. But I'm in the bathtub and all of a sudden I look out, all I can see, there's a big tree there and there's this one branch and there's a little opening to the sky. And I'm laying there looking at that opening, all of a sudden, pew, pew, they're all like crossing that one little opening. And, you know, it's just funny how they know what you can see. They know that line of sight or whatever. And they can see through your eyes and you can actually see through their eyes if you want, if you're at that level. So they know, you know, they're amazing at what they can do. And, you know, they can beam you up on the ship. They can teach you for 2 weeks and put you back and you wouldn't even know it happened. But you'd have all this knowledge, you know, that you didn't know where it came from. But they have amazing abilities. I'm just blown away at the things that I've seen them do. And, you know, they're masters of time. They're masters of events. They're masters of spirituality. And I think what's amazing right now, what's happening right now in all the counseling sessions, we're finding out now we're having all these people showing up and for the counseling work. And they were like a six-dimensional plating in a past life, or 70 this group or that group. And all these people are coming forward now, and they had very powerful past lives in the incarnate earth, and they're being activated now to get on with the mission, you know, to get on with the work. And especially with the younger generation, they have, you know, they're loaded, you know, they have all these connections and everything, and they came in, you know, and their BS meters are fully activated, you know, and they know what's going down. They can feel the energy, you know, and the heart of the person and what their goals are.
Yeah. Speaking of the younger generation, that's one thing that we wanted to provide as an opportunity for people to bring, you know, some of their children that they feel are ready. I've been taking Malia to retreats since she was, you know, 13 years old, and I felt she was, you know, ready. She was almost taking me there. Like I told you, she brought me to Dimensions of Disclosure where we met you. And so she's ready. And, you know, these crystal children are showing up, like you said, and it would be powerful for people that are out there. If you have a daughter or a son that, you know, that's you feel is mature enough to come and experience this, we're going to have activities and everything that everybody will be able to join in on and learn from and enjoy.
You know what I found, one of the most powerful things I've ever done is that we had a lot of Native American elders there, and we had a little ceremony. We had the fire and we had the talking stick, and we passed it around. There was a bunch of kids there, and the parents brought their kids to experience it, you know, and the kids ended up teaching the parents, because when they got the stick and they started talking, you know, the parents went, "Oh my God, I've strayed so far away from innocence. So far, I know I need to take care of the planet. I need to take care of others. I need to change what I'm doing," you know, that, and it's amazing because especially a lot of the kids aren't that far away from spirit, you know, but if you're here on the earth for so long, you just start, you know, social consciousness just grates on you until you get absorbed by it. And it's funny, the kids with the talking sticks reminded their parents every time, like, "I need to get back on track. You know, I need to get back in my heart and let go of all this control nonsense." And it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got just a couple minutes left. I think we haven't given people the workshop. And so do you guys, can you give the dates and the times and I guess you're probably still working on the schedule, but everything's up on the website, I believe.
Yeah, everything's up on the website. I believe it starts on a Thursday afternoon. I believe that's May 19th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so we'll go Thursday afternoon, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and a half day Sunday. And we have the schedule pretty set. We'll do movement, meditation, eat amazing foods, do some workshops, have plenty of time for Skywatch, plenty of time for alone time, and everything's optional. And so if you feel like you just need to kind of go out there in the Pleiadian circle and sit for a couple hours, you know, you take care of your own needs, and we'll have offerings throughout the day that everybody can come and enjoy.
Nice.
And so it's kind of how it, so want people to check in the ranch, I believe, by 3:00 on a Thursday. And then we have a small movement class then, and Malia is going to take people through an intention walk for those people that want to walk around the ranch, set the intention for the weekend. And then we'll go into opening ceremony.
Nice.
And Saturday we want to do an adventure. So we're still, we were thinking about doing the spa there, the Korean spa, or we might do an adventure out at one of the nearby lakes and just get outdoors. So we'll kind of just see what the group wants to do and check in with everybody and kind of co-create this beautiful weekend.
Awesome. Sounds great. Yeah. So it's May 19th, and it's all the information's on the eSETI website, eSETI.org. And you can find out more about the workshop and what happens at the ranch. And we are going through some crazy times right now. So it's a great respite to get out of social consciousness and really get your priorities and values in order. And that's what eSETI's about. It's a template on how we can live a very spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet. Go ahead. Did you have something?
Oh, I would just say absolutely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour right now, so we've got to sign off. So I can't thank you all, you know, Malia and Clark and Cameron for coming on. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys again. We've had some great adventures in the past, and I'm sure there's more to come. But we'll get you out here to Hawaii, too. That's go swim in the sharks.
Aloha.
Cameron, he's the shark magnet.
I'm ready. Let's go swim with the cetaceans and bring on the sharks.
Yeah, little puppy dogs. Just, you know, you don't fear them and you just pay attention. You're fine. Anyway, we're out of time, folks. Unfortunately, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. There's a lot of changes going on. Pay attention. You know, drop into the heart and you'll get guidance on where to go and what to do. And, you know, the bottom line is be in service to others and be kind to each other and be kind to the planet, basically, and we'll get through this. So anyway, have a great evening, and keep your eyes in the skies. Good night.